The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. The Pharisees went off and plotted how they might entrap Jesus in speech. They sent their disciples to him with the Herodians, saying, "Teacher, we know that you are a truthful man, and that you teach the way of God in accordance with the truth. And you are not concerned with anyone's opinion, for you do not regard a person's status. Tell us then, what is your opinion? Is it lawful to pay the census tax to Caesar or not?" Knowing their malice, Jesus said, "Why are you testing me, you hypocrites? Show me the coin that pays the census tax." And then they handed him a Roman coin. He said to them, "Whose image is this and whose inscription?" They replied, "Caesar's." At that he said to them, "Then repay to Caesar what belongs to Caesar, and to God what belongs to God." The Gospel of the Lord. Repay to Caesar what belongs to Caesar, and to God what belongs to God. I just want to remind you, and I wrote myself a little note here, to remember the exact amount of days, but there's only 178 days until tax day. Nobody likes to pay taxes. It's not something that we want to do. We take our good, hard-earned money that we've done all that we can, and then have to give a portion of it back to the government. In Scripture, we hear that money is the root of all evil, right? No. We hear that the love of all money is the root of evil. The Pharisees, the ones who were plotting against Jesus to try to kill him, and the Herodians, they were also Jewish, but they were the ones that allowed the census tax. They were the ones that said, sure, whatever we earned, we have to give back. The Pharisees, on the other hand, were very much against it. They did not want to have to pay the tax. And they try to trap Jesus in a question. They try to ask Jesus, should they pay the tax or not? If they were to pay the tax, and Jesus were to say, yes, you must pay the tax, the Herodians would be very happy. And so would the government. But the Pharisees would say that he's a liar, that he is going against God. But if he were to say, no, you don't have to pay the tax, the authorities would come, scoop him up, and send him to prison, claiming him as a revolutionary. This is a trap. But Jesus answers their question, and he doesn't give both a negative or a positive response. He says, give to Caesar what belongs to Caesar, and to God what belongs to God. So the question remains, what belongs to God? Everything. The answer is everything, even the coins that Caesar made. So how can Jesus seem to separate the two? How can he seem to say, one belongs to Caesar and the rest belongs to God? It's because it's where the heart lies. The love of all money is the root of all evil. Love. Our hearts should find their meaning in God. We should give our hearts to God. When we love something more than God, when it consumes us more than God, we are making a God out of that thing. In very present reality, when we love money more than God, we do exactly what Jesus warns us against in today's gospel. Our hearts belong to God. Therefore, return them to God. But I said that everything belongs to God, even money. It does belong to Him. Once again, the love of money is the root of all evil. So money can be used for good. It's a necessary thing in our lives. If we didn't have money, we wouldn't be able to live. We wouldn't be able to function. We wouldn't be able to eat. It'd be very, very painful. This weekend, we must look at our intentions about our money. This weekend, we have a second collection. It's an opportunity for us to use our money for good. And if we cannot afford to help in a monetary way, there's still an opportunity for us to participate in assisting others to use our talents, our gifts for good. We can offer other ways through prayer, through sacrifice, through love. We have an opportunity to share our gifts and talents with the world. We cannot allow these goods that we have to consume us, for God has given us all the good things in our life. But he asks us to go out of our way, to step out of our comfort zone, and to help him, to help our brothers and sisters, to reach out to the starving, the homeless, the hurting, and lend a hand. God has given us an opportunity to let go of ourselves, to step out of ourselves, to remember that we should always be offering to God our love, which we cannot allow money or anything else on this earth to become what we love and worship. May we take an opportunity today and always to find where our heart lies and to reevaluate all that we have and all that we have been given, to return to God what belongs to God, to return our entire life back to the one who created it without hesitation, so as to glorify his name.